This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. If the last 8 years of Obama proved anything, it's that America is not represented by the government, but by the people. And I honestly believe that's the message that began in 2009 as the Tea Party community formed. And look, folks, I own a group, the teapartycommunity.com. It's a site that is like Facebook. It's meant to bring all of we conservatives together, of us conservatives together, so we can fight against this horde of leftism that has engulfed us. And I'm telling you, you're witnessing it right now. You're witnessing so many wins, and we'll talk about a lot of these today. But in 2009, the people realized that they weren't represented by the government, and that's when the Tea Party community was formed. And here's what I say to these folks. We are finally at a point where we can push back on this government. For example, all politicians should have to stand unarmed in front of police during riots. They should be the front line. And you can bet politicians would learn to respect police and guns. See, we have to start proposing things that make these people think. I want to welcome everybody again to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call us. We never give these guys options. We just take what they tell us and we go with it. I say enough is enough. Hollywood, entertainment, the left, media, education system, the academics, you name it, they are all telling you, oh, you people are misogynists, you're haters, you're xenophobes, you're racist, and on and on. And then we learn about them. And what do? Do we press when we learn about them? When we find out through WikiLeaks and other sources that the DNC colludes to stop Bernie Sanders from becoming their presidential candidate, do we really press it? When we find out that Hillary Clinton is getting the answers to the questions to a debate from CNN, from the new DNC chair, so they go from one crooked DNC chair to another, what do? And we find out that the former DNC chair is probably sleeping with Pakistani or some sort of Muslim Brotherhood guys and wanting their computers back and threatening the jobs of Capitol Hill police because she doesn't want this exposed. And these are guys that are possibly selling our information there. They've got the IT department of the government at their disposal. We do nothing. We find out Hillary Clinton's got secret servers. Barack Obama is running a clandestine secondary undercover government. And I mean, how many things do we need to go on? Bill Clinton meets with the Attorney General on the tarmac, and we find out that they are indeed colluding together to get Hillary off the hook, which happens that Comey was part of it. I heard Trey Gowdy the other day say, we got to bring this sucker back. We got a lot more stuff to talk about with him. And guess what? Every one of them practically that I've talked about has a book deal. Multi-million dollar book deals. And we're over here, we're going to get some justice. The only way you're going to get justice is when we have an overarching organization that encompasses the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, that they're all the amendments. So whether you're the NRA or you're fighting for states' rights or you want to abolish the 14th Amendment as it applies illegally to immigration, you should be under one umbrella. And that umbrella should be finance, and it should have mega millions of people. And those mega millions of people should do nothing except work on talking points and getting our message out of the conservative community, out of the echo chamber, and into the left. Now, I propose one way to do that. I got a friend, and he says, Kevin, I'm going to finance you for a year to do a project where you call black radio stations and you propose your ideas into these guys. So I'm going to be hiring somebody that'll do nothing but call black radio stations based on the strategies of my group. Maybe we'll have one to I don't know, three, four people. And we will have these people calling these shows and proposing things. Like, you know, it's really funny that everybody calls Trump a racist, but Hillary Clinton, you know, believed in Margaret Sanger, who called black people human weeds, and she eulogized the Klansmen. And I've never heard anybody call her or Bill Clinton or Barack Obama racist for doing those things. I'm just going to hang up and listen. And my friend loved the idea. Wealthy man, he says, I'll finance it for a year. That'll give you plenty of time to find others. So that's one thing. But there's a host of other things that we can be doing to change things in on the other side. Because you know what? If you've learned anything about what's happening with Donald Trump, as an example, they still are talking about the same things. Russian collusion. You all know it's nonsense. We actually started a meme where we're going to put Hillary Clinton with Putin. We're going to put John Kerry with some Russian. We're going to put, you know, people with Boris and Natasha from the Bullwinkle series. And we're going to show Mueller not looking for anybody. And Trump's not going to be anywhere near a Russian. And we're going to have these memes floating around just for fun to say, hey, can Mueller spot the Russians? You know, we've got to do things that are clever to get the other side to take a look. Because let me tell you, they're going to continue with this stuff. They're going to continue to tell you Trump's a moron. That's the latest. Oh, well, Tillerson said he's a moron. Did he? Why would Tillerson say that? I don't think Tillerson said that because I don't believe that Tillerson thinks that of Donald Trump. Now, supposedly Trump's upset with Tillerson for not backing him quicker. I don't blame him. You know, when things like that happen, I've said to my teams, when somebody says something about a team member, you get in their face. They need to know they can't talk about your team member. So supposedly, Trump's upset about that. But here's the deal. They want to propose to you that a man who graduated from Wharton took $1 million, made it into a few billions of dollars, and everything he touches literally turns to gold and has the Trump brand on it. And if you've ever been to a Trump property, it's amazing. They want you to believe he's stupid. But the guy who was a failed community organizer and connived his way into the presidency, he's smart. He won't show you grades, but he's smart. You can see the outcome of his policies, of which the dumb guy has already taken him to the farthest limits, and he's just getting started. But Trump's dumb and Obama's smart. And I'm going to talk about a lecherous leftist by the name of Weinstein, who has been a Hollywood heavyweight for years, and I'm going to show you just how duplicitous these people are when they're telling you, Donald Trump grabbed a woman by the naughty bits. Really? Well, you know what? Weinstein, he sexually assaulted or sexually abused women who wanted to get a career in the movie industry, and you said nothing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Senate Intelligence Committee investigate news outlets and I guess this quest to go after fake news. Does he value the First Amendment as much as he values the Second Amendment?
Absolutely. The President is a incredible advocate of the First Amendment. But with the First Amendment, with the First Amendment, with those freedoms also come responsibilities. And you have a responsibility to tell the truth, to be accurate. I think right now when we've seen recent information that says that only 5% of media coverage has been positive about this president and this administration, while at the same time you have the stock market and economic confidence at an all-time high, ISIS is on the run, unemployment's at the lowest it's been in 17 years, we've cut regulations at a historic pace, we're fixing the VA for our vets, you've only found 5% of your time to focus on some of those big issues, and frankly, those are the issues most Americans care about. Not a lot of the things that you cover, not a lot of the petty palace intrigue that you spend your time on. I think that we need to move towards a certainly more fair, more accurate, and frankly, a more responsible news media for the American people.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Let me ask you this. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Now I'll ask you. Who's winning in the narrative of fake news and real news? Who do you think is winning? What do you guys say? Trump or the left? Trump? See, my mindset is Trump is winning. We are still talking about fake news. We still use the terminology. Same way that we still talk about crooked Hillary, right? So I like that we are still doing this. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she just put, that was Jim Acosta. This guy from CNN, he's got a complete, I'll just leave it at that. He's got a Jones for Trump administration and for you. Because honestly, I see an attack on Trump as an attack on you because they're mad at you because you didn't pay attention to them. You didn't buy the narratives, the fake narratives of Black Lives Matter, the fake narratives of women, marches and things like that. And when we get into, I'm gonna be talking about this Weinstein guy here in a second, but when I think about all the things the left accuses us of and what we find out about them, I just, there's a part of me that chuckles every time because, I'm a smart behind, but there's a part of me that gets very upset about it and says, why do we let this occur? This guy wants you to believe that, no, we're not putting out fake news. Have you looked at the stats of what's going on in this country? And I'm going to cover this as a separate story, but 1,000 ISIS members surrendered the other day in a major town. I think it's called Hawija or something like that. They've been part of Iraq. It freed up 16,000 miles of Iraq. It freed over 4 million people. That's who ISIS had sort of cordoned off under Obama. And Trump said, I'm going to kick their butts. And he's doing it. And not a peep. Not a peep. They want you to believe that Donald Trump's losing in the battle of the NFL. Poll after poll.
Oh, the people are starting to come around and believe that it's okay to be a protester and to kneel during the game.
Really? Explain that to the NFL, because they and the networks are behaving quite opposite of what you're telling me the polls are. And let me tell you, there's no question in my mind, if the NFL felt like things were swaying in the direction of leftism, they would continue down that path. They're being forced to look at things objectively, and they don't like it. So, look, you are winning these battles. And the other thing you're doing, when these pollsters call you, you're going, whatever. What do you need to hear? You're not responding to them. They can't get real data from you, and it's very smart. Keep it that way. They ask you questions. Did you like Hillary Clinton? Love her. You like Bill Clinton? Amazing man. Barack Obama, rock star. Just lie through your teeth. Let them go off on their false journey. They still poll. Get this. They still poll overwhelmingly Democrat. Overwhelmingly. After the beating they took, after the brutalization of Hillary Clinton, they're still polling Democrat. Anyway, so we got football to talk about. There was a teacher, and we'll cover this later as well. I'm just kind of setting you up for what I want to talk about today. I know it's a little unorthodox because we normally just dive right in. But I want you to know what's going on in the world. There's a teacher who some fifth graders threatened to behead her. Fifth grade Muslims said, if you don't, let us do what we want to do, then we're going to behead you. And she quit. And the story is harrowing in many aspects because it goes to show you this so-called culturalization, multiculturalism that everybody's talking about is so wrong. Dinesh D'Souza says this isn't about, I've said the same thing. America is one culture. We're made up of a lot of different people, and their traditions and things like that. But we are one culture. We're not a multicultural society. If you try to be multicultural, you lose. The reason why You know, people say, well, Kevin, y'all's politics, man. You guys, you know, y'all only have two parties, essentially, because all these other places have 10, 12 parties. Because they're like, well, we have the, you know, the Muslims, we have the Chinese, we have the, and that's what they're struggling with in all these other cultures. We have two parties. Now, some people are, Kevin, we need more parties. No, we don't. We need one mega party. And we need two people, or, you know, whatever, who say, even as many as three, if you want to go independent, who fight to say, we are truly going to be the pulse of the nation and bring it together. That's how I see this. Now, Barack Obama would say, yeah, I was the pulse of the nation for 8 years. No, you weren't. We proved that they could take the most leftist, slick-talking snake oil salesman they wanted, and you could say, he's going to bring our culture together. He's going to make us this United America. He couldn't do it. You want to know why? Because guys like him, they don't think like us. Donald Trump will do it. Because he cares about everybody. Look, there are people that when Trump was running, they thought he was a Democrat. He's a Democrat shill. He's not really for us. Okay, if you still believe that, now ask yourself, anti-Trumpers or whatever you want to call yourselves, do you still believe that? Do you believe that Democrats will look at his policies if you bear down and say, look, we're about making America great. The better we are, the more people we can help. If we explain that concept, I'm confident we will bring many people over. But Donald Trump is saying we are one culture. The American culture, that can include Muslims who don't buy into the nonsense of Sharia, who buy into our Constitution. Now listen to an illegal lawyer in New York. He's got his law degree in New York. Talk about the constitutionality of illegals wanting constitutional rights or having constitutional rights. It's ridiculous what these people think. Anyway, we come back. We're going to talk about this Hollywood weirdo. And the implications of that. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, and I want to talk about this lecherous leftist, this vile human being, this guy from Hollyweird, Hollywood Titan, Democrat mega donor, sexual predator. Now, I've told you this. I've said it. It upsets the left. It has to be said. You cannot repeat this too much, and it isn't a lie repeated becomes the truth. This is the truth repeated becomes the truth. If America knew how vile most leftists are, they would be more rare than unicorns. Let me tell you, if you can stomach the things that you hear about leftists, and when I talk about leftists, I'm talking about your heinous criminals, your serial rapists, your serial killers, your defective cops, your defective military people, all these wackademics that believe in incest and pedophilia and all the, you name it, and there is a leftist group. They have a broad umbrella that will take all your debauchery, and instead of telling you, you know what, that's not good, they accept it. They tell you, we will show you a place through some psychological nonsense or some, you know, logistician guy. You know, there'll be some kook, some philosopher who will tell you your malady, your craziness, the thing that you know is a psychosis, is okay. There's a moral universe for you somewhere where we accept you. Herb Polansky the other day said something like, all right, so I did rape a 13-year-old girl after giving her Quaaludes. Get over it already. It's been a long time. You know, I want to come back to America. You know, I should be able to do that. Hasn't it been long enough? These people are crazy. And holy mother of Cosby, these people point the finger of virtue at conservatives constantly. They rape, murder, pillage the community with relative immunity, and they say to you, just get over it. So the New York Times publishes a bombshell report, cited, quote, dozens of allegations detailing inappropriate sexual behavior by producer Harvey Weinstein. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen Harvey Weinstein.
The dude looks like Shrek. He's an ugly dude. But he's powerful in Hollywood. Now, when you hear a story like this, you know, big Hollywood producer, he's found out to have sexual allegations. Are you surprised in the least? I gotta tell you, bombshell? They call this a bombshell. I'm like, no, you mean the bombshell is somebody's actually saying it. See, Hollywood folks, and you know this, I'm not going to tell you anything new here. They have this thing called the casting couch. And it was found, I was talking to somebody, it was a lady, like a country bumpkin, and she's like, well, what's casting couch, Kevin? And I was like, it's where, like, producers bring these little starlets in and, you know, say, you know, walk in front of them and yawn and say, you know, if you want this job, you might want to consider, you know, she's looking at me like, what? And I'm like, what do you think? Oh, you're kidding me. That's what they mean by the casting couch. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it means it. Sex of some kind. Maybe it's the Bill Clinton finger, you know, I'm doing my finger quotes here. Bill Clinton's version of, I did not have sexual relations with that woman or whatever. But something's going, you know, you're giving something up here. So that's, Hollywood people are notorious for this. I've known about this since I was a kid. The dirty secret is that almost all of these young ingenues, men and women, have had their buttocks hiked up on the said couch more than once in getting roles. These kids, the two Coreys, Corey Haim and Corey Feldman, these kids, it's a horrifying thing to think that these two young boys were being passed around Hollywood from sex predator to sex predator by their own family, everybody knowing it and saying, okay, I'll cast them in a movie, but, you know, you got to send them over, you know, to the casting couch. And, of course, Corey Haim ends up committing suicide over it because he couldn't deal with it long term. And Corey Feldman's come to grips because he's like, look, I'm just telling you, this is what's happening, folks. It's a dirty secret of that scummy place, and nobody says a word. Yeah. And most of these young stars you're seeing, they won't admit it, but they know that that lust for fame and fortune was worth having some dirty old man violate them, and they know that it's been happening. And guys, this isn't happening over the last couple of years or the last decade. This has been happening for decades. Okay? Plural. Vitriolic leftist Ashley Judd is among the women who came forward, folks, in this Times expose. And Judd detailed an experience where she arrived at what she thought was a breakfast meeting to find Harvey Weinstein in only his bathrobe. And according to the New York Times report, Weinstein asked if she would watch him shower. This wasn't the first time that Ashley Judd described the event with Harry Weinstein, and this is what gets interesting to me. She did an interview in Variety magazine in 2015. And she told the exact same story that she told to the New York Times. But she didn't name Weinstein at the time. Now, here's what I'm trying to tell you, folks. This woman who participated in that vagina head march in D.C. against Donald Trump, a march against the misogyny of the newly elected Donald Trump, failed to mention Weinstein, on whom she had actual evidence of his sexual misconduct with her. She knew it was a pattern. It wasn't something that just came out of the blue. And when she was interviewed in Variety magazine and she was talking about Hollywood in 2015, mind you, not 2001, this is, she's an adult. She's got a career. She doesn't need to withhold names, but she withheld Weinstein's name. Weinstein, whatever he calls himself, Harvey Weinstein, she withheld his name. But when finally people start to go, you know what? This is just crazy, man. Whoop. Then she goes, yep, he did it to me. So I would ask you, do you think Donald Trump has ever done anything to Ashley Judd? I think her mom, her sister and her mom was on the show. I want to say they did Celebrity Apprentice. I'm not sure, but I'm almost positive. You, of all the women that could be talking about Donald Trump and saying what he did when they were trotting out his old girlfriends and all these other things and Gloria Allred's making stuff up. And here you have evidence, not anecdotal, dozens of girls. See, that's what I don't like about Hollywood. That's what I don't like about the left. You should see Ashley Judd. Go look at some of the video of her talking about Donald Trump, her talking about her support of women and the women's movement and, you know, blah, 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 and how powerful they are with their vajayjays. And guess what? Not a word about a guy she has actual knowledge of. And who, by the way, most people in Hollywood know this guy's a scumbag of the highest order. Oh, one other factoid on Judd. She claimed that Muslim women have more rights than American women. Well, I say to her, at least we know her frame of reference. Yeah, it must be Hollywood where women don't have any rights. Do you think Ashley Judd is going to say anything against Weinstein? I mean, she had her opportunity. And up to 2017, she said nothing. She was asked point blank 2 years ago. Well, I don't know what the conversation was. I didn't read the article, but Variety brought it up. She said nothing. That's how much she's protecting women. How many other women do you think are involved in this? We're going to get to this in a second. But I'm going to put these people on blast because they're disingenuous liars. They want you to believe they're going to protect your daughters. They want you to believe they care about your daughters. They don't care about your daughters. Are you kidding? It's the last thing they care about. Oh, my goodness. This story just cracks me up. Hollywood is like, you know, according to the traits, they're like, oh, my gosh, it's gotten out, you know, about Harvey. Let me tell you, he's not the only one. There are many of these folks. The people I was talking about passing these Corey, the two Corys around, these people should be in prison. But they're still making movies. Parents are still taking their kids there, their children there. And these young starlets are coming from all these little bodunk towns in the Midwest, going up to New York and hitting the casting couch, not knowing what's hitting them. Why am I here? Why am I doing this? Because you dream of stardom, baby.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix.
the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Some people are just scumbags. Just the truth. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, Kevin, that's not a good word for radio. People get a... No, you haven't heard it? I have people all the time. Kevin, I don't use certain words. Okay, I get it. I don't like to use the word scumbag. I think it's horrible. I mean, there's worse. But that's what the people in Hollywood are. That's what all these people who hate you are. They're scumbags because they won't even give you a chance. They don't want to hear what you have to say. But they will go and listen. And I love this Harvey Weinstein story. You want to know why? There's hardly a Democrat on the planet that hasn't accepted tens of thousands of dollars, if not more, from this guy. Barack Obama's cheesing with him. Bill Clinton, oh, you know he's cheesing with him. Hillary, Pelosi, Schumer, he's all over. They love this man. Michelle Obama beamed over Harvey Weinstein. Oh, he's so amazing. He's this and he's that. Yeah, he's a scumbag. And what's funny, and it's not funny, Weinstein and people like him, you know what they'll do? They're like, you know, these lecherous leftist coaches. They'll say, oh, I'm helping the kids. Yeah, I love coaching the kids. No, they don't. They're making, you know, illegal sex videos and selling them in Taiwan while you're thinking your kids are getting coached in football. Because you trust them. Trust none of them. All these guys smiling with Harvey Weinstein. Oh, my God. Yeah. And he's writing fat checks. And you know what? He writes a fat check. They give Hollywood more money. He gets to molest and sexually predate on anything that walks. And everybody's cool. They're keeping his dirty little secret. They kept this guy's secret better than JFK's. That's the truth. When it was found out that Harvey Weinstein, you know, when they finally let it go, there was one, I don't remember the article, but I read one and it said, the guy goes, I'm shocked it's taken this long. Another Holly weirdo dude. He said that. They know this guy's doing this and they didn't say a word. Now, they say a handful of women have come forward. And the report said that Harvey Weinstein reached confidential settlements with at least 8 women. All right? Yep. Settled no fewer than 8 sexual harassment complaints, including actress Rose McGowan. I don't know who Rose McGowan is. Do you know who she is? I don't. Let's find out. You know? So she was in Charmed. I watched it. Every now and then in the morning, I'd turn it on and I watch it. So she's that redhead. Because there's some kooks. Well, you know, what's the girl, Alyssa Milano? We talk about her a little bit. Anyway, Rose McGowan, according to my producers, is a young lady that played in Charmed about the witches. And I can see her face. I know it's not like she's not a stunner, but she's not ugly, but she's not a stunner. But anyway, so Rose McGowan, she's one of the people that sued Harvey Weinstein. A former Weinstein company employee by the name of Lauren O'Connor detailed some of the allegations over a 2-year period. But Weinstein's sexual predation, they say, took place over 25 years, folks, from 1990 to 2015. If you believe that there's only 8 or so women that need to sue this clown, then I want to sell you some Louisiana swampland, you know, for prime development. This guy has been doing this for years. And I mean, like clockwork. He's got a process. And you better know there are hundreds, not dozens, hundreds of these conquests. And what's funny, he was married for part of the time, and he used the institution of marriage as a cover, as a good guy. And you better know, he had all kinds of charity works, most of it being the charity of the Democrat Party. That's what this guy did. 25 years, folks. I'm going to drive this point home. 25 years of sexual abuse of women, and the media want to tell you, it's 8 or so. Take Bill Clinton, Bill Cosby rapes, and Tiger Woods affairs, and you won't come close to the number of women this dude abused. Hundreds of these ladies are going to be too embarrassed to admit what they did in order to acquire their careers or further their careers. They're embarrassed. They're married now with kids. They got the careers. Now it's either, you know, I've seen the ugly side of Hollywood and I'm done, or I'm still in it and I don't want any rock the boat. I'm just going to leave it at that. And there's going to be, you know, there's a few of them that are going, no, I'm telling. And of course, there's going to be a couple that say, if I can make a little change out of it. So Shanique will show up, you know. But ironically, these are the same chicks who allowed this to occur, recurring every single year to next year's batches of young women wanting to, you know, find their place in the sun. These little country bumpkins that has descended on Hollywood year after year. The same harlots who decry Donald Trump, calling him a misogynist while not naming him in interviews. And Weinstein commented, I appreciate the way I've behaved with colleagues in the past has caused a lot of pain, and I sincerely apologize for it. Though I'm trying to do better, I know I have a long way to go. Yeah, you do. And what's Harvey Weinstein's self-imposed penance? Well, first he's going to take a leave of absence. From his fat cat job. I'm going to self-impose a leave of absence on myself from my own company, with pay, of course, but that'll at least be a penalty because I will not be able to work. Huh? So you're penalizing yourself because you won't have access to these young girls? It's not a penalty. He's worth millions. That's a freaking vacation. And it allows the spotlight to fade. See, I want this guy in the light of day. He's a cockroach. And you want to, you know, keep the magnifying glass on him where the sun is coming through and burning. That's what you want. You want him publicly ridiculed and humiliated. The second, what does Weinstein want to do next when he issued his apology statement? He added something, some flair. He said that he pulled a quote from what he thought was a Jay-Z rap song that wasn't. It was from something completely different. So he credited Jay-Z for it. Because when you do an apology, you have to get black people involved. You got to get that black support no matter what. And what better way to get the support of the tribe than by quoting the god of rap? Or was it the god of crap? Then in his apology, finger quotes, Weinstein promised to turn his attention to the NRA, the National Rifle Association, because that doggone NRA is the reason that the man is a sexual predator. And if he could get rid of the NRA, the world will be safer for women. And here's what he said in his apology. You'll love this. This is the most obvious pander to a base I've seen in ages. He says, I'm going to need a place to channel that anger. Now that he's angry at himself, he's going to need to channel it. And he says, so I've decided that I'm going to give the NRA my full attention. I hope Wayne LaPierre will enjoy his retirement party. I'm going to do it at the same place I had my bar mitzvah. I'm making a movie about our president. Perhaps we can make it a joint retirement party. Yeah, this is a guy that says, after he's been caught of 25 years of treating women like doormats or worse, I'm going to go get that NRA and that Donald Trump. And you can no longer be mad at me because I just said I'm going to get rid of these two really bad people. And I'm going to tell you, if you're a leftist and you heard that and you didn't start contemplating, do I really want to be involved with these people? Shame on you. See, America learns more about leftists every day. We don't need WikiLeaks. This man should be in prison next to Bill and Hillary Clinton, and Hollywood should be ashamed of itself if leftists could actually feel shame. Now they want to pretend, oh, it's such an anomaly. They all knew about this guy. They turned this guy loose on the population and said nothing. while they talk about Donald Trump and how bad he is. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.